Blackstone presents Lord of Darkness by Robert Silverberg. This book is read by Alex Wyndham. He that is shipped with the devil must sail with the devil. English proverb. God is English. John Elmer, An Harbour for Faithful and True Subjects, 1558. Introduction. When I was a boy, more than 70 years ago, I encountered through some happy accident a magical, little-known novel by the English poet Walter de la Mare called The Three Mullah Mulgars. It is a wonderful, fantastical romance, published first in 1910, that tells of the adventures of three young Mulgars, the novel's word for monkeys, of royal blood, who, driven from their forest home by the enmity of Mulgars of less exalted birth, set out after their mother's death on a vast and adventurous trip across the heart of Africa. Their goal is the Arakaboa Mountains, where, so their mother often had told them, their dead father's brother, Assasimmon, reigns in splendor over a kingdom of animals. "It will be a long and dreary journey, my sons," their mother had warned them. "But the Prince Assasimmon, Mulla Mulla of the Mulgars, is great and powerful, and has for a hut a palace of ivory and as mamagreel, with scarlet and mamosul, slaves and peacocks and beasts uncountable, and leagues of ukka and barberry nuts, and boundless fields of amuse, and orchards of fruit and bowers of flowers and pleasure. And his, too, is the rose of all the Mulgars." The biblical cadence of de la Mare's prose sang to me, even then, in my boyhood. I had no knowledge then of his models in the King James translation of the Bible. The merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones and of pearls and fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet and cinnamon and odors and ointments and frankincense and wine and oil and fine flour and wheat and beasts and sheep and horses and chariots and slaves and souls of men. Nor did I know yet of that other great source of his from which the exotic special words of his book had come. Such words as Makiso and Zevra and Olaconda, Dondo and Sharamba, Imbe Kalandola, about which I will speak in a moment. But the powerful rhythms of de la Mare's style and the strangeness of his three Mulgars' journey through nightmare forests and formidable mountain passes exerted a powerful hold on me. I read The Three Mullah Mulgars again and again when I was young, and I've read it every...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?